Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. A lot of you in the comments asked me to do an update on Meta, Facebook stock. We have been buying on this channel Facebook twice. We made money twice. The last time we bought was around 99, which is a crazy number compared to the current 442 or the peak 500 here. But you asked for an update on Meta. We sold from a value investing perspective around 200. So sorry for the 2x for those that bought and doubled their money here and didn't double more. But that's value investing. We bought on a P ratio of 10, we sold on a P ratio of 20, and now we have also a doubling on earnings, so that's the 4x here. Anyway, there is now a little bit more of volatility. I think Facebook is fairly priced now, but one has to keep in mind the risks. Let's just go through the earnings presentation for the last quarter. Everything looks great, advertising going up, thus more money on the, let's say, fixed costs, which means more profitability, and net income has reached a big number for Q1, more than double the net income in the same quarter of last year. Capital expenditures have been lowered a little bit, but will be increased this year as Zuck is going towards the AI after all with huge spending. But Facebook says active people are 3.2 billion a day. But now they have added that if you are using different platforms, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, then you can be calculated twice. So I don't think that was there in the past, but also we'll see later within the conference call that Zuck is talking about 3 billion people and not unique people. So even if I use Facebook and WhatsApp, that's already 2. So that's something important to keep in mind. When it comes to ads impressions, I have noticed on an Instagram account, I don't use it, I don't have it, and if someone contacts you in my name on Instagram, that's a fake account, so sorry for that. But I have noticed a huge increase in ads on the platforms. All Facebook platforms have seen a huge increase in ads. And here is the ad impressions delivered year over year percentage. So this quarter, 20% over the previous quarter. Previous quarter, 26% over the previous quarter. So they are really pumping the platforms with as much advertisement as they can. And that clearly then returns into higher cash flows, higher profits, and we are now at 48 billion of free cash flows. When we bought at 90, it was around 20 something, which led to a price to free cash flow of 10. This is now a price to free cash flow of 20 something, still in line with the market, but not a bargain, not a value investment as it was a year and a half ago. Now, if we go to the conference call, so here is Zuck saying that more than 3.2 billion people join the app each day, but that can be the same person on different platforms. And if we go into the discussion about the business, he is also mentioning the stock, the volatility related to a new Facebook product launch, and he is comparing the new AI focus with Reels, Stories, news feed to mobile, etc., etc., and that will later, based on history, become profitable. There have been some regulatory headwinds as they are spending more money on AI and less on regulatory things. So there is this lawsuit, facial recognition, European Union, US, so you never know what will happen there. And Facebook has had its shares of hits there. Remember the Cambridge Analytica. So that's always something brewing around the corner. On the guidance,
revenue, okay, going higher, so on a yearly basis, expenses to be relatively stable, around 100 billion, and then a huge jump in AI spending, 35 to 40 billion. So if you wanted to know why Facebook stock crashed 2 years ago, was when Mark decided to go all in on AI, spending a lot of billions, and then he paused a little bit, pushed the stock much higher, and now he is again going into spending a lot of billions. My perspective on the stock is the following. The P/E ratio of 25 is not bad, in line with the market, so nothing wrong with that. But I am a little bit worried about the ad impressions aggressiveness, where Facebook went in big to cater for Wall Street, to cater for profits, to push the stock higher, to revert Wall Street leaving. So they really went on making as much money as they can on squeezing you as a customer. And I am a Gary V product, as without Gary I wouldn't be here on YouTube, and I all know that it's all about platforms, it's all about that attention, and the attention will go where it's most wanted, most catered to, and those advertisements on Facebook and Instagram are really, really aggressive. But then it works and they are making money, so okay, you have to ask yourself, why are you enjoying all those advertisements? I'm paying 10 bucks for YouTube a month and I have absolutely no advertisements. So Facebook is catering to both Wall Street and AI, investing their 40 billion. But if I look at average time spent on social media that I found here on an article, it is really crazy. The average person is spending 2.5 hours on social media a day. So teenagers, over 7 hours a day. So that's the time we have to calculate when it comes to Facebook and all the other brands. And I think they calculated that the average 10-year-old is expected to spend 7 full years of their life on social media going forward. So think about those data. But anyway, average time spent on Facebook in this year is about 31 minutes, down from 50, I think it was in 2019. So there is a lot of competition between these platforms and things are moving one way or the other. So Facebook is really pushing on those advertisements, but people are spending more time on Instagram. So 33 minutes up from, I think, 15 minutes in 2019. So people are spending more on Instagram. But then again, compare that to Twitter. So 31 minutes per day on the X platform, similarly to Instagram. And YouTube, 48 minutes per day. So YouTube is winning. But anyway, I just wanted to see that it's very hard to compete on those hours. TikTok already 55.8 minutes. Okay, a younger category there. But those 55 minutes came away from Facebook and Instagram. And the thing is that, okay, WhatsApp, if you're calling, that's not spending time, that's making phones. And they say they will use AI to increase advertising, to make more money, and it will make even more money in the future. But I don't know whether AI and all the investments will be a plus. If everyone is investing in AI, maybe it will be just a product like WhatsApp where I can use it for free. And if you are pushing too much advertisement on it, I will go somewhere else, or I will buy it from Google for 10 bucks a month, and that's it. So I think, as I said, fairly priced, in line with the market, not a bargain now. I sense a risk that there is too much advertisement, too much pushing, and that other competing platforms might take more attention from Facebook's platforms, and therefore Zuck is playing a risky game of catering to both Wall Street to push the stock price higher and still investing huge billions in something that is unknown, uncertain, and therefore Facebook stock now is simply risky, far from being a value investment. And as always, you have to see how it fits your portfolio.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.